Should you be concerned about the rise of AI? Musk says yes. From the Associated Press in the Wall Street Journal. San Francisco. Tech titans Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk recently slugged it out online over the possible threat artificial intelligence might one day pose to the human race. Although you could be forgiven if you don't see why this seems like a pressing question. Thanks to AI, computers are learning to do a variety of tasks that have long eluded them. Everything from driving cars to detecting cancerous skin lesions to writing news stories. But Musk, the founder of Tesla Motors and SpaceX, worries that AI systems could soon surpass humans, potentially leading to our deliberate or inadvertent extinction. Musk recently warned U.S. governors to get educated and start considering ways to regulate AI to ward off the threat. Once there is awareness, people will be extremely afraid, he said at the time. Zuckerberg, the founder and CEO of Facebook, took exception. In a Facebook live feed recorded in front of his barbecue smoker, Zuckerberg hit back at Musk, saying people who drum up these doomsday scenarios are pretty irresponsible, Musk slammed. Back on Twitter, writing that, I've talked to Mark about this, his understanding of the subject is limited. Here's a look at what's behind his high-tech flare-up, and what you should and shouldn't be worried about. What is AI anyway? Back in 1956, scholars gathered at Dartmouth College to begin considering how to build computers that could improve themselves and take on problems that only humans could handle. That's still a workable definition of artificial intelligence. An initial burst of enthusiasm at the time, however, devolved into an AI winter, lasting many decades as early efforts largely failed to create machines that could think and learn, or even listen, see, or speak. That started changing 5 years ago. In 2012, a team led by Jeffrey Hinton at the University of Toronto proved that a system using a brain-like neural network could learn to recognize images. That same year, a team at Google, led by Andrew Ng, taught a computer system to recognize cats in YouTube videos, without ever being taught what a cat was. Since then, computers have made enormous strides in vision, speech, and complex game analysis. One AI system recently beat the world's top player of the ancient board game, Go. Here comes Terminator Skynet. Maybe. For a computer to become a general-purpose AI system, it would need to do more than just one simple task like drive, pick up objects, or predict crop yields. Those are the sorts of tasks to which AI systems are largely limited today, but they might not be hobbled for too long. According to Stuart Russell, a computer scientist at the University of California, Berkeley, AI systems may reach a turning point when they gain the ability to understand language at the level of a college student. That, he said, is pretty likely to happen within the next decade. While that on its own won't produce a robot overlord, it does mean that AI systems could read everything the human race has ever written in every language, Russell said. That alone would provide them with far more knowledge than any individual human. The question, then, is, what happens next? One set of futurists believe that such machines could continue learning and expanding their power at an exponential rate, far outstripping humanity in short order. Some dub that potential event a singularity, a term connoting change far beyond the ability of humans to grasp. Musk urged governors to be proactive rather than reactive in regulating AI, although he didn't offer many specifics. And when a conservative Republican governor challenged him on the value of regulation, Musk retreated and said he was mostly asking for government to gain more insight into potential issues.